All right, we're going to call this meeting to order. Present is Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Cartier, and myself. My aide Angelique is taking the minutes. We can't do the minutes yet because until we get seven people for a quorum. So we're going to get right into the brief sewer updates with Tracy Shores. Lisa Diller is here. And we'll get into the presentation.
Sure. Good afternoon. I just had a few brief updates for council. The first one on the CRSM, I know I briefed council in more detail at the committee meeting, finance committee meeting, but I just wanted to let you know that $10 million budget amendment is to be introduced next week. We've been busy working in the meantime since our last update. We've ordered a lot of the materials because there's a three-month lead time. So we actually anticipate construction to start in January, but we've ordered the 7,500 linear feet of the bypass pipe, which was actually significant. We got that order in with the hurricanes. We've heard that petroleum products, there's a demand right now. So we hustled to get that order in on time so that we could keep our January construction time free. We've ordered the tapping equipment. Can keep going, Jim. We've also secured certain bid vendors we already have on board to do certain work. For example, Godwin Pumps is already a bid vendor that we use for various tasks. We're in the process of pre-qualifying contractors for the construction work in January. We're preparing construction plans and specs and obtaining regulatory and access approvals. We're still at the $10.1 million estimate right now. That's still where we are as far as our estimate for construction costs. But as we get new information or that changes, I'll make sure I update you.
I want to, excuse me, we'll know that Councilman Woods is here and Councilman Weiner. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Do we have a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
The second thing I wanted to update council on is we had talked during the last budget cycle and there had been some discussion about whether to increase our annual sewer user rate to our customers. And I think we promised Councilman Cartier that we'd come back in September with a proposal for a more formulaic approach to our sewer rate so that we looked at our sewer fund more like a utility and more systematically covered our costs with our revenue. I wanted to make sure I came back to council in a timely fashion and just let you know where we are in that process. We looked at it internally for some amount of time, and then eventually we talked to a few different consultants and decided that it made the most sense to get a proposal and bring a consultant on board, because when you look at how other jurisdictions do it, just putting a cost of living increase or trying to pick some annual percentage rate isn't always the most equitable way to do it. There, you know, you really want to take your revenue and then your true projected costs in some years and make sure you have the right amount in your reserves. And some years you might need an increase. Other years the amount of the increase could vary. So it was determined that it was more equitable to really evaluate this and do this in a more formulaic way. And Tischler Weiss is a group. They specialize in doing all kinds of fees, from capital recovery fees to impact fees to user rates. We have a proposal for them to evaluate our sewer rate, and it would be a three-month project, and we'd be looking to have this completed in time to be able to make a recommendation for next year's budget cycle. They use a cost of service basis and apply kind of an equity among the customer classes approach is what they apply to it. And the product at the end of the 3 months is actually an interactive spreadsheet model that the county retains, that staff is trained on. So in the future, you plug in your revenues and your costs, such as your five-year CIP, and it can recommend, you know, your sewer rate for that year, ensuring that you keep, you know, reasonable reserves in the different categories. The next slide shows you just kind of an update on the county sewer fund checkbook, just to give you an idea. Because I know at times in our history, our reserve has been a lot more extensive. For fiscal year 19, we're looking at just $7.3 million in the reserve. And you can see how without an increase in revenue, where we are by fiscal year 21. So I think that's why the department favors kind of the utility approach and covering our costs. And it's not that we anticipate that this process is going to result in a significant sewer rate increase. I mean, we don't want people to be alarmed or think that that's why we're engaging in this process, because right now we're not in the red. I think we're just looking for a way to propose to you a rational way to recommend our rates every year, if that makes sense. So the next slide just breaks down the tasks. This is straight from their proposal. Initially, they'll just be acquiring a lot of data from us. They'll be looking at policy issues and any relevant legal, you know, issues as far as county law. They'll then look at our operating and maintenance costs in addition to our CIP. They'll then look at this data and all the different customer classes, all the different classes we have of commercial, industrial users. And then they're going to evaluate all revenue and then really do the financial planning. They will actually recommend how much you should keep in different types of reserves for which purpose, you know, what kind of meets all the regulatory standards that way. And then they'll design the rate and design the model and be present to work with us as far as public presentation. So I just wanted to let you know where we stand on this and how we would like to proceed. And obviously, as we go through this process, we would continue to update you. I would see Tischler coming in to present to council, you know, at some point, its findings. But this is our path forward right now.
I'm just going to go around. I don't know who talked first, but Mr. Carteret.
I'm very encouraged to see a serious effort to reformulate how we compute sewer in the county. I think, you know, equity is important, and to also treat it as a utility cost, where cost ratepayers pay the true cost of this in an equitable fashion. When it comes to the legal issues, I would also encourage you to have the consultant look at not only county code in terms of how this, but also in terms of state law, whether, you know, we can adopt a certain formula and have it go into place without having to act on sewer rate increases as a legislative function. So just a note of caution there, it has to comply with state law and county law.
Councilman Smiley, and Councilman Powers has joined us.
I just want to make sure for my own, for myself. I understand we're talking about the sewer rate classification. I know what we've been talking about for years. Is part of this process also for them to evaluate our what we take into consideration for billing, how we do that, and bring forward other procedures, other ways of applying the rate, such as in Sussex County per foot plus a standard maintenance fee? But they're looking at all of that, not just the rate and how to put in an annual calculator or things like that.
No, that's the difference, is that they will, and I think they'll have discussions to say there's different, you know, policies and different things to look at. Yeah, to your point, it's a little bit more than just an automatic increase.
Yeah, and that's what I want to make sure of, because as you change your actual billing model, that can affect whether your rate needs to go up, to go down, to at least at the point of implementation. At the very least, you need to sustain, I would think, the revenue that you have coming. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're bringing somebody in for the whole package and not just a piece, to try to determine a calculator in order for us to stay ahead of the increase in costs.
And that's actually when we tried to talk about it internally, and we've been working with finance. Brian Maxwell has seen this proposal, and we've been working with them. We found that actually we felt it necessitated this full book, not just, it's too difficult to just try to pick one piece and say it has to increase at a rate, because I think that can be variable.
Falls apart somewhere else in the network. Okay, thank you.
I guess we'll go on to outside, Bob Wasserbach.
Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor. This might be more of a question for Kathy, but is this going to involve looking at the general and administrative charges, the annual exercise that finance does in determining how much should come from the general fund, or how much expenses should come from the general fund and actually be allocated to the sewer fund, because there's things being paid for out of the general fund which are really attributable to the sewer fund. Did that big spreadsheet the finance has?
That's one of the things, you know, one of the things as we started looking into this, the details that we uncovered, and that's one of the things when we do a true cost of service analysis, we really want to allocate the engineering division. Most of you probably associate with sewer, because I would say 90% of its work is sewer related. Yet it's charged to the general fund and reimbursed by the sewer fund. And it's, so those are the kind of things we're going to try to clean up, like allocate those positions to the sewer fund right off the board. You know, that's part of the true cost of service, to your point.
Okay.
Trying to make it a standalone kind of utility fund.
Yeah. We've been taking our own look at that spreadsheet. We've had a few meetings with finance, and I'm glad to hear this firm with more technical knowledge in this area is going to be looking at that too.
Absolutely.
I guess I have the same old question I've always come up with. I know I'm not the only one, but the monthly charges, if we went to another system that maybe piggybacked on the water companies, and the same bill came out with them, and it could be the third party that collects it. I know there's a fee, you know, there has to be an administration fee, but can you at least tell this company to look into it?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be quite honest with you, I have talked to the water companies on my own, just to see if they would think about it, talk about it, and, you know, I have a couple more meetings coming up. Re-meetings, you know, I introduced myself, went to the city, different cities, Artesian and so forth, and none of them said no. They want more information, of course, but I'd learned a little bit of education on this, and I say, why did you do this? And a lot of them said, we're very senior populated, and they cannot pay their bills once a year, and that's us. And I actually told them we budget $4 million of not getting paid. That's in our budget right now the way it is. And, of course, they never heard of something like that ever. And I said, I know, that's your business. We're a county. We can absorb that, but somebody's paying for it. So I've been threatening this idea. I just want to be on the record about it. The 9th District went to 4 civic meetings so far. They love it, 100% love it. Because I did ask Artesian, how many people pay a check? Well, I shouldn't have said the name, but okay. I asked them what the payment was, and 70% is out of a debit card.
Yeah.
70%, it's very high. So when you do that, you're taking away, and most everything's online. Of course, they charge what they have to get the bill out. And of course, if we did go to that, we would have to do the same thing. But the thing of it is, it's spread over time, and they've seen less delinquencies than what they were doing quarterly. And to be quite honest with you, after three months, 2 weeks, they shut the water off. You can't be no more later than that. And I think that would help on our delinquencies, too, if we could go together somehow to do this. Because people will pay if they're allowed, if they can. And the way I understand, and other people can talk about it, that was the biggest issue for a lot of people and the younger people in February that everybody, I think, represents. So, Elite, Mrs. Diller, and then Councilman Smiley.
I was going to say, I had a conversation with Delmarva about how, what could be done for people who are delinquent with their bills. They said, I mean, they're not there yet, but they are moving toward monthly billing. Their reasoning was, one, people just want to pay with debit cards. Especially the millennials want a monthly payment that they can just get it out of the way. It has to be done online. I mean, I do think there is precedent for other, you know, other companies moving into this on a monthly basis that allows people to pay, and it really does. They said they've looked at studies and they know that it will decrease their delinquencies if they are able to do a monthly billing. So, you know, for the future, I think it makes a lot of sense. And clearly, you know, they're not there yet, but they are looking at this for the future because they know that the use of debit cards, the use of being able to pay on a regular basis, just makes more sense for, you know, younger customers that are looking for a way to make sure their bills are paid.
And I will say, not to get on this, they do not want us to bill monthly. They said a water bill, we all said yes. If you come back now, we don't want to do that. We don't care how simple you make it because it's another bill. And they wouldn't be able to calculate the water charges like they can now. They can look at Artesian's bill and say, okay, I use 300 gallons. Right below, it's got to say 300 gallons too. It can't say 250 or whatever. They can actually match it up. So I tell you, I've had nobody say no about it. And it's been four civics. Councilman Smiley.
I'm just going to say, I don't want to go off topic, but, you know, ironically, Artesian is the only utility out there that charges you to pay online. They're the only one. Delmarva doesn't charge you. Comcast doesn't charge you. Verizon doesn't charge you. Artesian is the only one that charges a fee if you want to pay online. I cut them checks every month. Right. And if they come out of their glass house into the 7th District, I don't know what's going on in yours, but every time this topic comes up in the 7th District, there isn't a person in that meeting that doesn't feel that they're paying more money for their water now than they were paying before when they paid it on a quarterly basis.
And they did say that.
Because they built that fee in there.
Into it, right.
So they may not have problems as far as they're concerned, but I got water still going off in the 7th District with the monthly billing.
But the only problem is, George, is the 9th District. I'm sure everybody else does. They hate when they find out that we're losing $4 million a year and they're picking it up. I don't know. Go up and down Kirkwood Highway and say, thank you for paying my bill because I'm not paying it. It just erupts them. And that's why they went that way more than others.
But does anybody really think that those of us that pay our bills on time aren't subsidizing the utilities as well for those that are behind?
Oh, no, yeah.
Really
oh, sure. They realize that. They hate that.
I mean,
that.
You hear it in the civics. You hear it in the maintenance. And soon, at least, we will have a realistic view come out of assessment and finance because they'll be pulling out and showing on the separate sheets the uncollectibles that will give a real view of what's behind as far as the taxes go. But, you know, Artesian, I got my, you know, again, they're the only utility that charges you if you want to give them the money quicker, they charge you for it.
And that doesn't mean we have.
That makes no sense.
I mean, I'm just bringing it out there that I thought I was going to be hit with rocks once I told them. Yeah. They hate the one thing you said. They hate paying for somebody else.
Now, Delmarva, pay online. You can go on the plan where you pay the same amount every month, and then once a year, they true it up. Whether you go up or go down, and then that's your rate for the next 11 months. That's a great plan as far as being able to figure out how much money can go to the mall.
Well, we'll go in with Delmarva then. Councilman Carter and Councilman Bowers.
I think, Councilman Sheldon, I think breaking the bill down into periodic payments probably would work for most people really well. I think I can tell you in my case with United Water, you know, they bill monthly and you can pay online, and it's I have it debited out of my checking account. It's no charge. And it's really easy to work. And so I think, and then, you know, Delmarva Power, you got the budget, which is a really good service, and it's a predictable cost on a monthly basis. Maybe we could do something as part of this where we do give people an option if they want to pay monthly on their sewer bill, and they get an email every month, that they could do that. And I think we've got to embrace this kind of a method because it's getting very common out there, and it's service friendly to folks. And the idea of, you know, you have a set sewer fee per month, And then, yeah, if you have a higher month or a lesser month or however we're going to do it, that you true it up on 1 month of the year. So I think it makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Councilman Powers?
First thing, I don't have a water bill.
But do you have sewer too? Sewer bill?
Sewer.
Oh, sewer. Yeah, you wouldn't.
But just knowing from being in business, and you were saying with cards, especially Visa, debit, whatever, you know, a lot of those are reward programs, and a lot of people want to use it. What I do have to say with Delmarva Power, we can't ever pay anything online. For some reason, the computer screws up. And when you call, if you go to use a Visa, they charge, mm-hmm. but if you do it with a check on the phone. But they're one of the hardest ones for us to pay online.
The computer one.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing you got to look at, even because it costs you to do a card, is the amount of, you know, you're getting paid. So what's going to cost to go collect $4 million when you start sending them to collection? You're going to lose a percentage of it anyway. But, it's probably almost half of what our total income is.
Smiley.
The only other thing I want to say is several times over the last few years, the observation has been made in this very room that anyone, whether it's property tax, if they're not on the with their mortgage or the mortgage or your sewer bill, anyone can send in advance payments and have it put in their account. So anyone could be paying, if it could be sending in $30 a month to put on their sewer bill if they wanted.
And I asked that question last night. Everybody said, no way. They don't trust nobody paying ahead of time. And just the way you are. I mean, I'm not saying we're good at it. I can stand on there and put my hand on a Bible and say, we're doing this. They're not believing that. So they're not going to pay ahead even in a tax situation. They've said they don't want to do it. But I was just amazed when I went around to say, who wrote a check? And I was probably one of the younger people in the room. They all said, no, we don't do that. I said, really?
Quarterly, I write a check for everything.
Right.
Just to make sure what they're doing. Because I had one company where it was a new thing I set up. I paid it online the next month. I paid it online. And then they took the money. They said, well, you paid it last month. That's my choice, not yours. I didn't set up for an automatic. So at least quarterly, I pay every bill by check just to see, make sure it's working right. It still makes me feel like I
get value in Newcastle County. We'll do the right thing, so I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
Okay, well, I got that out, but we have to have a sidebar because I didn't want to hide this too much longer. But I was going around to see if they'd even think about it, and they are. And I just can only talk for my district that they're interested in that. So, anything else on Tracy's report? Or anybody for special services over there? No? Okay, today I know Councilman Smiley's talked about rubbish and putting stuff in.
I wasn't sure what kind of waste you were talking about.
Yeah, well, I know we've talked about it, and we did send a note out that we were giving a $5,000 grant. And I don't know if anybody, we've never really talked about it, but I asked the Mike Pukowski Jr. to come here from the Solid Waste Authority. He handles them government relations and so forth, just to talk about this program, because we do have the $5,000, so it's ours to use and how to use it. So, Mike, take it away.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Pukowski with Delaware Solid Waste Authority. So, I just want to go over, we've had a program in place for a long time. It's called Community Cleanup Initiative Program. And what that program entails is we allocate funds for tipping fee at the landfill, which we give $4,000 to each senator, state senator, and $2,000 to each state representative. And in this past year, by request, we added a $5,000 allocation to each county. So Newcastle County has $5,000, which they can allocate for a cleanup project, which will waive the tipping fees for as many projects as you want up to that amount. So it could be 500 projects or one project worth $5,000, but however you want it to allocate, you can. We also have, through contractual arrangements through two of the bigger haulers in the state, we have the ability to request for hauling options. So that doesn't mean they're going to go clean up whatever area needs to be cleaned up, because they're not going to lift the trash up and put it in the bin. What it does mean is we could arrange for a can to get dropped off at a site anywhere in the county, which if there's, whether they're county employees or volunteers or whoever puts the trash in the containers, they will come and pick the containers up and take it to the landfill, and all, and there will be no charge to the county whatsoever, nothing for collection and nothing for disposal. And that's all inclusive into this program. The way it would work is very simple. I just would need a point of contact from the county. Whoever that would be up to you to decide. They would contact my office and say, you know, we have a project. We usually require about 7-day notice on a project, so we can arrange for the cans to be delivered and dropped off at a reasonable time and picked up. What we would never do is leave a can out. So we wouldn't put a can down in an area and leave it out. We want to get it there before the cleanup and after, and right after the cleanup. We don't want to leave it out for any extended period of time, because there are magnets for stuff. So yeah, you just want to do that. That's a pretty simple overview. If you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Councilman Smiley.
Who's the companies that you're working with?
We have contracts in place with Waste Management and Republic Services to do the hauling.
Okay. It sounds like this is a program for county government, not for communities. Is it similar to what we have going on?
It can be for anything you want it to be, with your approval, with the county's approval.
Now, we used to have, through the county, through community services, with, and it changed, it's been different with every company now. But in the beginning, when we did the community cleanups, they would bring it in early Saturday morning, pick the can up before, so that they could get it to the, get it up to you guys before you closed. I don't know if that how yours working out, because now even before we had Waste Magic, they bring it in the night before, or sometime during the day before, which meant a lot of times before the community cleanup started, the can was full.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it got picked up next day. I had it where it went and sat all weekend.
Yeah, no, we want to pick it up right before the project starts and right after the project's over. So there's no time for
those are the agreements you have with your two haulers.
Correct.
Okay.
And again, we do not get charged, Mike, as you're saying. That's
correct.
In their contract.
It's in the contract with us.
So that's not part of the $5,000.
No, $5,000 is strictly for disposal fees, which roughly is about 60 tons a year. And it resets every year. So it resets July 1st every year.
So, can I follow up?
Yeah, now you finish my job.
It's strictly covering the tipping fees.
Correct.
The container itself and the drop-off 15. And pickup is pro bono from the company?
It's through a contractual agreement.
Agreement with you guys,
yes.
That as part of this program, they have to provide
yes.
that service.
Correct.
All right, Councilman Carter, unless you got one more.
You have a card.
So we'll get that information out. Now, Mike did ask that we have a, and we'll talk about this later, a center point.
Yeah, the only burning question I have right now is, when did this come about?
I think I emailed everybody in June.
Yeah. And July 1st was when it was officially.
And no fanfare, no, hey, Timmy did a good job, you know, just.
I'll be honest with you.
And I'm
used to
that.
If you emailed me, I either missed it or didn't understand the detail. That
I will say, George, you've always asked about this, so that's why I was. Councilman Cordian and Councilman Kilpatrick.
This is a question to our guest here, but which department of county government has received these funds? Is it community services?
That's up for you to decide. We allocated it to the county. That's why I'm asking for a point of contact.
Oh, it's still you still got the funds you've allocated. It's on your books, but we haven't received the funds. Or
correct. It's not money given. It's just.
Oh, it's a credit.
It's a credit.
value.
And it's for council. Remember that. It's for all three counties. It's for the council people.
Really?
Yeah, it's not for Matt Meyer to do it. It's for us.
Oh, brilliant.
Of course. Councilman Kilpatrick.
So the senators and the reps, when they were doing this, mm-hmm. If a community was doing a cleanup and they had their own truck and they were putting it in somebody's truck and taking it then to the landfill, mm-hmm. they used to have a letter
yeah.
to present. I mean,
it
is
would
that
work
the
same
way?
Is
that so? If mm-hmm. we had a community and they could dispose
if
of their own,
want, right? If they wanted to haul it themselves, we could provide a letter to them so when they come to the landfill, they can just present the letter and it would get credited.
So we
to
used
that
to get the letter via email. Like yep. we would email you guys and then you would send it in their name
correct.
And we would then hand it over to the
yes.
community. So same kind of thing. So you need a little bit of lead time, you know,
yeah,
day
like
or two
said,
just to get the letter back
like
and forth.
We'd like a week's notice for
okay.
just to get all the paperwork in order and get you the paperwork to the right person so they can deliver the letter.
Okay.
Now, if you use hauling through us, then the letter will be given to the hauler
correct.
So they won't have to.
Correct.
But yeah, if someone wants to haul it themselves, they're perfectly welcome to do that.
But even the commercial hauler community had to give them that letter.
Well, right. But if the community does it themselves, sometimes it's not as cumbersome as having to
right.
make sure that the hauler can be there and the can gets there and all of that.
Yeah.
And if they, you know, some
yeah.
of the communities that do it all the time tend to know how much they're going
yeah.
to have and who
mm-hmm.
owns the pickup truck.
All I'm saying is the letter comes into play no matter
who
what.
Who works for Greg Owen Ferrer can bring the big truck that day, you know, that kind of thing.
A question amongst council, how would we want this letter... no disrespect to the communities, but I could see, you know, well, after the fact, you know, you promised me this and this and this. Should it be council deciding? I mean, the communities call us and they do it?
I would say, I don't.
And I don't know the answer.
For me, and Tara's not in the room, so I can speak. No, for me, I don't see any difference. We coordinate with the community. They give us the date they want to do it and the contact person. From there, we follow through, we work with the State Rep State Center, have them send
right.
the letter, and then we get the letter to the community, their contact person, so they're delivering it to the driver. I don't see
so
any...
So we make the request.
We make the request.
Right, that's what I was getting
yeah.
at. That,
yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, we...
So we understood about that here.
Because
yeah.
I can guarantee it, you know, there are people that if you put it out
mm-hmm.
for the community to do it, that would be getting ready to move
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden there'd be a cleanup and they would arrange for the roll off to be in front of their home.
Right. And that's what I was getting to,
yeah.
how you want to decide
yeah.
to do
I,
that.
I think the way we run it now, it works fine.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
So if we did this, we could then do coordinated efforts with the senator and the rep and say, okay, we're giving you...
10%, 20%.
You know, we're giving you $200 and we divided up among the three of us
yes.
to do
yeah.
that. So
you can split it up.
You can split it up. Okay.
The thing of, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to jump over anybody. But the thing about the program as you're saying it is we're not utilizing funds out of community services,
right.
their budget, or the federal program for the truck and the driver because that's.
Right.
That's been a kick. That's what the county provides that part, and the state's providing the tipping fees. So if this is part of this program, we actually save that cost. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Any more, Ms. Cordier?
$5,000 credit. How much waste tonnage-wise?
Roughly
tons.
About 60 tons.
60 tons, you did say that.
85.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
85 a ton.
Just to give you some perspective, a household generates a ton of trash a year. So it's 60 households ton for the entire year. That's how much it is
of
household trash.
That's those of you to go home. But I think back to your question and your question, the comment is, where does it go? I mean, personally, I think community services has the experience and the setup because they've got to send the funds somewhere, or not the funds, but
the credit, the authorization.
Yeah.
Right.
And we work through Vince Garlick and all
yeah.
community
yeah,
services. Now, I don't know why we can't, if they're on board, you talk to them, I don't see why we can't just go there rather than start spreading.
I don't have a problem. I just want to make sure
I'm just throwing out.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
It's just, it's
sometimes these communities don't come to you until 2 days ahead of time to say, oh, can you help us with this? It's probably a more direct route if somebody on council was responsible for doing the emailing. You know, if you're planning on another department, you have to communicate with the other department. You have to make sure that they're the ones that do it. Then they have to get the letter back to you. And it can be done in one email directly to them. It goes to them. They send you the letter back. You print it out. You hand it to the community. I mean, I guess I don't want to see it get too cumbersome where if Tara's on vacation, something doesn't get sent over, and then the letter doesn't come back. That's because, you know, somebody didn't check the next day to make sure that Vince was there, you know, that kind of thing. So sometimes it's better off if it just comes directly through us, the person requesting.
I don't call the person on council. I mean, I thought he's looking for one point person.
On council.
I just say from our perspective, the only thing we don't want to get involved is a private citizen saying, I got the okay from so-and-so to do this, because right. then it's like we shut down and we get into all
so this. So I guess my question is, would you be comfortable if the email came from county email from a council member's email address for the request? Then
absolutely.
I think so. Then each one handles their own.
Yep, that wouldn't be a problem at all.
I want to announce that Council President Karen Hartley-Nagel has been here.
No.
Mr. Powers?
I was just kind of thinking the same thing that Jane said. Why add any more bureaucracy to it? I think if we probably put a point person on the council, at least they would keep track of the numbers.
But right now, what Janet said and what he just said, each one can do their own.
Yeah, but there's only 60 tons and there's 13 districts. 60 tons, if you're cleaning up something, is not very much. You would almost want to do, as you said, go with the other rep and senator, because I can tell you, we take a trailer a couple times a year to Pine Tree, and it's more than a ton. That's not that much stuff.
Yeah, but I think that goes to what Janet's saying, because the council member would coordinate with the senator and the rep.
I understand. I'm just saying, you could be one council person taking it all.
Right, but we also don't have to pay totally for the tipping fee. You in the community cleanups, you can say to them, between the three of us, we can give you $200, which is basically
2.5 tons,
what, 88. So we can say we're going to give you X number of dollars. If they go over that, they pay the rest. Because basically what we're doing is taking away the majority of the burden. I mean, that's, you know, we did this in the House all the time, and there was never an unlimited letter. There was always a letter with a dollar amount associated with it.
Either $400 or $500.
Yes. So there's always, because, you know, their money goes quickly too, so the more you can divide it up, the better off you are, and you're still helping community-wide.
I just think there should be somebody as a point person on the council.
Well, that's the thing we'll have to decide about, I guess, at the moment. But and one last thing is the $5,000 does not give credit in case you only use $4,000. You start with five every year. So
yeah, it doesn't accumulate.
If you think, well, we won't use it this year and we've got 10, that doesn't work that way. So
right.
I just wanted to get in. All right, any other questions from Mr. Palkowski? All right, well, thank you for coming in, Mike, and doing that. Anything under other? Anything for public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion adjourned. Second? All in favor? Signify aye. Thank you. Next.